So, if you've listened to this podcast before, you'll know words like feature quite heavily. So, if you've got kids listening or you're easily offended, I'd highly advise you to Oh, hello, I'm Kathy Burke, and welcome along to this hellish podcast hovel, where roses are black, poems are banned, and even thinking about love is illegal. Hang on, who's that singing sweet nothings to a beloved? Oh no, they're just crying, but it sounds like music to my ears. Welcome to...
Where there's a will, there's a wake.
As the trees begin to burst into glorious green and blossom peers out, which in turn goes weird and brown, then falls off, and then eventually dies again, it's time to welcome my guests to this pitiful pit. Now, some podcasts like to talk about ghosting and therapy. This podcast is about haunting and digging deep, 6 feet under to be precise, because we're talking all about death. And joining me today to tell us about their fantasy funeral is...
Vogue Williams.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Let's just start, Vogue Williams. How many fucking podcasts do you do?
I have three parties. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't get enough of them. I love it. I love talking, and I get to hang out with my husband, who I get on with most of the time. And my best friend Joanne. And then I do one with Boots, which is all about like fun, amazing topics that you wouldn't usually talk about.
Nice.
Yeah.
And the one you do with your friend Joanne is My Therapist Ghosted Me.
That's the one. Yep.
Which is a huge success.
I know, it does. It does really well. But you know what? I think a lot of it is down to the fact that it's just like girls sitting together, having a laugh, and it just feels like you're sitting with your mates.
That's it. Well, you're both very, very funny. You're both very sharp. and lovely that you're as sharp and as witty as Joanne, who is the official comedian.
Joanne is very, very funny. Like, there's so much that we have to cut out because... Like, as a comedian yourself, you would know that you can get away with more than I can. I have to take a lot of stuff out because I'll get cancelled very quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose that's true. Yeah, yeah. We do have to watch ourselves. I'm too fucking old to be cancelled.
No, you're not. Let's try.
I do try. I try all the fucking time. I'd love to be cancelled. Well, I wouldn't. Of course I wouldn't.
It'd be an absolute nightmare, wouldn't it? It'd be so shit.
So, now, you were saying to me just before we hit the record button that you've got a funny relationship with death, or you feel funny about death.
So, I honestly don't know how we're all walking around being okay with this, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every single one of us is going to die, and it freaks me out, especially over the last couple of months. And when you asked me to come on to this, one of the reasons I wanted to come on, I was Googling how to stop being so worried about death.
Oh, really?
And there was this whole thing about if you plan for the future, if you think about your death, if you make sure everything is in order, then you'll start feeling better and more accepting of death. And I thought, if I go on that podcast now and talk about everything to do with my death, I'm going to feel grand again.
I think you will. I think it does help. This is a different sort of therapy.
Yeah.
Much like your own beautiful podcast. But it's quite hard. Like not everyone jumps to wanting to do this podcast.
Yeah.
Because some people have a belief, you know, or some people are just freaked out at the thought of it. But you said, Vogue, in the last couple of months, you've been more concerned about this. So what's gone on in the last couple of months?
I don't know. I think there's always a lot of death around you, isn't there?
Mm.
And you worry about it. And then I thought, like, what, just like, how do you just... I think what might have happened is I lost my faith a little bit.
Okay.
And my belief system a little tiny bit. And I think I need to get back into that. I kind of was getting on the bandwagon of you're dead, you're dead. And I don't like to think that. I think it's nicer to think you're dead, you're going somewhere amazing.
Okay.
I'm going somewhere amazing. Not too hot, not going down there, it's just somewhere nice.
Well, then it's perfect that you're here to talk about all things death in a fantasy way.
Yeah.
You know, so we can have a bit of a laugh with it. So let's kick off with the death.
The death.
The death.
So, Vogue Williams, in your fantasy world, how would you like to die?
Now, I thought about this and I wanted to come up with something really good. But in reality, I'm a wimp. I want to die in a really nice way. Mm-hmm. I got a new mattress. That's going to be involved in my death.
Oh, okay.
Definitely. It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like late 90s to the point where I hope that like when you get to your 90s, you're like, fuck it, I can't be arsed anymore. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm relying on. So I'm going to be late 90s, still looking fantastic. I'm going to be ready for it as well. I want to be like bronzed to the max.
Yes.
I want to have my hair looking good. Mm-hmm. You know those people that go in and give birth and they literally look perfect and yes. they've got their nails and everything done? I want to be like that in death.
Lovely.
Yeah, I didn't make it for births, but I will do it in death. I think it would be lovely to be like older in your 90s, lived a great life. Mm. And your whole family around you. Because
nice.
I don't want to... Death is very lonely. That's what... I don't like being alone.
Mm.
Ever.
Okay.
So I'm never alone. The most alone time I'll get today is my car home. And there's somebody else in that car. But that I'll unfortunately chat to. Poor guy. but I think being surrounded by my family and at least that way you can kind of fall asleep and loads of morphine.
Of course.
Yeah, tons of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever have an operation and then they take the morphine away after a while? And you're like, no, yeah. it's still sore.
That's it. Those bastards. And like, yeah. No, give me that clicky thing.
Yeah, yeah.
A little clicker.
I've got a terrible pain again. So I'll have loads of morphine. I'll have all my family around me and I'll slip away peacefully in my sleep being hugged by my mattress.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But this mattress, you see... Because apparently they've got a lifespan of 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no.
So will you just... Have you found the mattress, now, your dream mattress, so you will continue to just use that, keep rebuying the same mattress?
I think I will keep getting that mattress. You found the bed. It's hard to find the bed.
Yeah.
Now, so I'll keep rebuying that one. I'm not going in 10 years. Where's wood? I need
no,
to touch
no.
wood.
Gosh, no. And actually, so you found the good bed frame. Because I remember when one of the great things about doing Absolutely Fabulous, the TV show.
Oh, we all know what that is.
Oh, my God. it's just the people you knock about with, you see.
Yeah.
So when we were doing the movie, which I think was about 5 years ago, and I'm sat there in this shithole of a makeshift green room, and sat there with a Calagas fire with Joanna Lumley, Lulu.
Amazing.
And little Jimmy Cranky. And the discussion was mattresses.
Was
and
it?
Bed frames. And Joanna Lumley said she's got the same bed frame that she found. I found it, little thrift shop, darling, off the King's Road, 1956. And it was something, she was talking about guineas. It was a couple of guineas. Don't know what the fuck that was. And it's been her bed frame ever since.
Since 1950, very sustainable.
And that's what these ladies were talking about. It was get the right frame.
Yeah.
You never have to rebuy a bed frame again. And then just continue with...
To find the good mattress.
To find the good mattress.
It's a long search in life for a good mattress, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice... And it's nice to fall asleep. You know that feeling when you're falling asleep? So it is nice to fall asleep.
Yes.
And you don't know that you're not waking up.
That's it.
I'm trying to make myself feel better here.
Absolutely. Well, no, but your death sounds lovely.
Yeah.
You know, just being... I mean, it sounds... I've got images of you... Bit like the old lady in Titanic.
I'd love. She's a lucky bitch.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she got to knock in 100 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then
wouldn't have liked to be on that boat though.
No.
Freezing.
No, freezing. Well, that's it. I mean, that was the thing that was a bit unbelievable, wasn't it? We knew she was in a studio.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, when she comes out in her nightie.
Yeah.
And
come
her little
on.
Bare feet with a little fucking ring on the toe. How have I remembered this? Shitting hell. What the fuck? I can't even remember what happened yesterday. But how can I remember the old lady having a toe?
Important. Yeah, she did.
She did. She had to show how sort of groovy
cool
she was.
She was,
cool,
yeah.
You know. But I never believed that. I said, she's not on that boat because she'd have frozen to death.
She would have. But she was happy about dying because she was getting to go back to Jack, who
That's
she basically
it.
Murdered.
She did murder Jack because she didn't. What was it? It was a wooden door.
Yeah, she booked him off the door. She's like, get off, Jack, I'm freezing. Loads of room for Jack.
Whereas if she'd pulled him on, I have to be careful there rather than pull him off. If she'd have, she'd have pulled him on, surely his body warmth would have kept her warm.
Yeah.
You know, they could have kept each other warm.
No, we call her a Mayfainer in Ireland. So she's,
which means
me. That's what she was. She was.
Yeah. Say that word again.
A Mayfainer.
A Mayfainer. Yeah. That's great.
Mayfain means me.
I think the Irish have the best way of putting people down. I'm Irish descent. My dad and mother were both Irish.
Oh, you can have a passport. You're Irish.
Oh, mate, you send the fucking post. No, none of this Brexit shit for me.
All my kids have an Irish passport now.
Oh, yeah, we are Europeans. Yeah. But anyway, we're digressing. Where were we? So you're dead on the bed on this beautiful mattress.
Yeah.
How's everyone feeling, though? I mean, you're surrounded by your lovely family. We should imagine now great-grandchildren, because you're a grand old age.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be, like, late 90s.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll still be with it. You know, I won't be sore or anything like that.
Okay,
I'll be in good nick.
Yes.
Don't want any sore bones or anything. So there will be, I want them all to be absolutely devastated.
Okay.
If there's not one person there that is like not convulsing in tears, they're to be removed.
Okay.
Yeah. Heartbroken. Uh-huh. Inconsolable.
Yes.
It's the way it has to be.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And the public?
The public will not know what to do with themselves.
Yeah.
They will be shocked. I'll have looked like that I should never have died. You want people to be sad, don't you?
Uh-huh.
You don't want, you always say, don't worry about me. Listen, I've had a good life.
Yes.
I might have had a good life, but I still want you to be sad.
And by then, I should imagine, you'd have had 20 podcasts.
I'll have at least 20 podcasts.
So you're going to have a huge fan base. So I should imagine your fans will be absolutely fucking devastated.
They better be heartbroken, honestly. There'll be no more of me. Joanne is who I do my podcast with. She said, because we were talking about Farrah Fawcett died. And I was like, what the fuck? She died. She died a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And I loved her, but I actually missed that she died. I miss that she died because Michael Jackson died in the same day and overshadowed her.
Yes.
So Joanne said that when she finds out about my death, she's going to go off to Switzerland to one of those little booths and she's going to overshadow my death.
That's fantastic.
I'd be sick. I wouldn't let her in the pearly gates. She wouldn't be coming in.
Just to upstage her.
Yeah.
So the obituary, who's going to write it? Where do you want it?
I'd love for it to be somewhere really fancy.
Okay.
Like the Telegraph, but realistically.
The Telegraph. Yeah. Is that fancy?
I feel like the Telegraph is fancy or the Times.
Oh, right.
Something
yes.
like that. Like I've been, but like realistically, I'm going into the Daily Mail.
Into the Daily Mail.
That's where
Mail.
It's going. Yeah. That's where my death is being announced in the Daily Mail.
And one of those, what do they call it? The sidebar.
The sidebar of shame. And only then, and only on that day will the comments be nice.
Yes.
The Daily Mail, but I also think, like, I think it would be rude if Vogue magazine didn't get involved in some way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to take that hit.
Are you named after the Vogue magazine?
Well, my mom likes to say I'm not, and she tried to tell me that I was born before the magazine came out, so that used to be my story to people.
And I think Vogue magazine came out about 1922 or so, didn't it?
I didn't know that as a child.
Right.
So I would go around telling everyone, I'd be like, no, I was born before the magazine. So she definitely swiped it off the magazine.
1892, Goddess Jemima has just fed in my ear, is when Vogue magazine started. I mean, isn't that incredible?
Maybe I should get the cover.
I think so, because every time we say your name, Vogue, you think of the magazine or you think of Madonna.
Yeah, that's it.
So, you know, I think the magazine owe you greatly for free advertising.
Well, they've stolen my thunder for my entire life. Uh-huh. So I think that they can just give me one big old whack at the end.
I wondered at one point as well with your name, You know, if you if an American thought, oh shit, it's one of those Irish names that you know that it probably means it probably it's, it doesn't sound how it's spelled. You know,
yeah,
I mean, it's
yeah,
probably
yeah,
it's
yeah.
probably Veronica, Vujana, Vujana. But I think it's a great name, actually. Vogue, it's Vogue Williams.
I have a love hate relationship with it.
I bet
it is a little bit tacky.
No, I think you should take complete ownership of it and not feel it's tacky at all. It's cool. I think probably...
Different.
It might have been a problem. I bet a lot of people just thought you made it up and that it isn't your real name.
A lot of people still think I've made it up.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's my real name. Mm. So, but imagine being a baby and my mom introduced... They must have thought she was off her rocker.
I mean, they must have actually. In Ireland. Like, Fogg! Yeah. Did you hear what she said to Colin, the child?
Yeah.
Fogg!
Blasphemy at home. Sandra, who does she think she is?
Sandra.
Bougie bitch.
Is that your mum's name?
Yeah,
Sandra.
Sandra.
Oh, bless her. Well, that's that. I think that speaks volumes, actually. Because Sandra, it would have been quite a common name.
Yeah.
At her age.
Sandy. You never hear a Sandy anymore. I think you have to be very careful about people's names as well. Because you do see some people and it's like, oh, that's just not your name. Like, there's loads of things I wouldn't like to be called. My auntie's notoriously horrific at names, and she like she likes to give her opinion whenever you're pregnant, which I am permanently, not now at the moment, touch wood. But she her names are things like Chauncey was one of the names she had for our son. Yeah,
Chauncey.
Not joking, Chauncey. Keith was another one.
Keith.
No offence to any Keiths out there, but no Keith is on a downward spiral.
Imagine you and Spencer, like this sort of glamorous couple with their new baby, Keith. Daily Mail would have a fucking field day about that one.
Keith. No, you couldn't do it.
But the more you say it, the cooler it sounds.
Keith.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this. Short break.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
So you're dead now in the bed. Everyone's crying. Vogue have done a beautiful, not just the front cover. I think they've dedicated the whole magazine to you.
I might put you in charge of the ship, by the way, okay?
Yeah. Looking back, is there anything that you would do differently, do you think?
I would be more worldly.
Oh, okay.
So by that I mean I would have had sex with way more people.
Oh, okay.
I just don't think I did a good job.
Right.
Because I'm one of those people that's in a relationship all the time. And I feel like if I ever compare numbers with anyone, mine are way down. I haven't been doing a good job. My sister's a lesbian and she's been with more men than me. Like, that's saying something.
So you just want to shag more people.
Yeah. Now, in saying this about all the worldliness, let's be honest, I wouldn't be arsed. I wouldn't. I spend is enough to keep me on my toes.
So, right now, because you're a lovely little Irish lady, lovely little Irish leprechaun, we...
That's a good accent, in fairness. Are you from Cork?
Well, yes. Mum was Cork and Dad was Galway. So my Irish accent is sort of a bit of a mix, of a Bally Kiss Angel bollock job.
Bally Kiss Angel. Do you remember Bally Kiss Angel? Jesus.
And, but because you're a lovely Irish lady, we usually do the funeral next and then the wake. But of course, in Ireland, the wake comes first.
Yeah.
But we've got a little jingle, a new jingle, because we're doing the wake first.
Okay.
The wake.
Oh, is that it? Fucking hell.
You ran out of money.
I thought there might have been a little bit of an Irish fiddle going on or something in the... We can add that in. I think your goddess Jemima's father does this for us.
Oh, nice.
And I think he needs a bit of a shake.
The wake.
So, the wake, right. What's that going to be like?
Okay, the wake, I'm kind of going on everybody else's wake, but I do feel like you should have a fancy wake in your house. So this is the start of the celebrations. I'm not like, people don't need to be as heartbroken anymore.
Okay.
We're moving on now. I'm dead.
And just explain to our listener how the Irish wake works.
So the Irish wake usually works by you bring the body back to the house and whoever wants can come and pay their respects. I'm not mad for dead bodies, so I try and avoid that.
Okay.
But sometimes it's seen as rude if you don't go in and give your last respects. I never feel like you need to force it onto somebody. But basically, the wake could be a day, it could be 2 days. Everyone can come and say their last respects. They don't have to go see the body and you go in the absolute piss.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's very important. But I'm going to take a little bit of like the different, like other cultures do it slightly differently.
Yeah.
So like I don't want to just be lying there in a bed. I've done that.
Uh-huh.
We just did that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to be sat up doing something. Like, do you ever see those pictures of like of like in Brazil, there was this boy who died and he was a boxer. Yes. And so they had him in a ring and they had the body propped up with the gloves and everything on. So he was like in position and I thought that looks quite cool. Or this fella who was mad for motorcycling and they had him propped up on a motorcycle. I don't know how they do it, but they did it. And I just thought, I want to do something fun like that, like something quite cool.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm into that much, so I haven't decided what I would be doing.
Right.
I might just sit in the couch and just be eating something and watching my favourite programme, but look like I'm, so people can come and sit beside me and like feel like they can have a chat. I think if you've got a dead body in a bed, it's kind of scary.
Or in a coffin.
Oh, coffins are the worst.
Because that's what they usually are at wakes. They're lying in the coffin, aren't they?
There is a new one now because we're trying to be more sustainable, that they actually look nicer as well. It's like a wicker coffin.
Yes, yes.
And you know what? If you're dead, like, are you spending 12 grand on a coffin?
No.
You need to put that towards the party.
That's it. But the wicker coffin is very on trend now.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, the last sort of few funerals I've been to in the last sort of 10 years or whatever, I think it's been about two or three. They were all wicker coffins.
Like, you'd be embarrassed if you weren't buried in a wicker coffin.
Yeah,
that is
really
scarlet for you.
That's it. People going,
yeah. Do you see your coffin? That's embarrassing. That was
shite.
That's
terrible. Yeah. Weren't thinking about the earth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At all. Selfish bitch. Yeah.
She was always like that, you know.
Yeah, she never recycled. Yeah.
Greedy bitch.
So, you're in a wicker coffin, or you want to be in a bed? Do you still want to be in a bed?
No, I don't know. I'm out of the bed because the bed's depressing by the time, and I want people to be happy now. We've moved on.
Yes.
So they were all absolutely heartbroken. They've slightly come to terms with it.
Okay.
And now we're getting on to the more fun part, because, like, if you're ever invited to a funeral in Ireland, you'd be mad to say no.
Okay.
They are great crack.
Uh-huh.
Really good fun. So it starts at the wake. So I'm going to be propped up because I'm going to take a little bit of someone else's culture and I'm going to be propped up and just sitting there. And everyone can come and sit beside me and have a chat and like tell me how sad that they are that I've died. And then they're all getting absolutely deranged around me.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want.
And what sort of food? What's going to be the buffet?
I can't tell you how much I love a buffet, honestly. Yes. COVID nearly took that away from us full time.
Yes.
Honestly.
That's true.
Terrible. I love 10 out of 10 for a buffet. I would definitely have a buffet.
Uh-huh.
I think, like, I'm going to spend a lot of money on my funeral, right? I deserve it.
Yeah.
Because I'm saving money on the coffin. Let's not forget that.
That's true.
And I'm having the wakes at home, so that's not going to cost a lot. So I'm going to go all out in the food. I'm going to have, like, caviar is going to be there.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to have a bit of caviar. I'm going to have chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
I love a chicken wing. An Irish chicken wing is amazing as well. You have to have cocktail sausages.
Mm.
Crab claws, because I'm in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the Irish bits. And loads and loads of booze. A nice bread. Loads of bread.
Yes.
Loads of bread.
Soda bread.
Yeah, yum. Loads of that. Cheese.
I make a good soda bread.
It's a crowd pleaser though. If anyone can cook a good bread, and anyone can cook soda bread, I reckon my son could do it, and he's 4.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Defo. But I go home because I'm lazy, and I go home quite a lot. So like, I'll bring home 3. I'll slice them. They go in the freezer.
Right.
Ready to go.
And does your mum make them, or are they shop bought?
No, she makes her own.
How lovely.
I know, she's nice like that. Hers is really nice as well. She went off feast for a while. So did her bolognese. I don't know what happened, but she's back on track now.
What do you mean bolognese?
So she went off feast with her bread. I hope she doesn't listen to this. With her bread recipe.
I hope she does.
And her bolognese went downhill at the same time, but she's back now.
How interesting.
You know, your mom just needs to be able to cook a good bolognese.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you lost your dad, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
So do you think, did your mum's cooking skills, was it after you lost your dad, maybe?
No, God. No. I wouldn't say she was very upset about that. I haven't spoken in quite some time.
Oh, well,
I wouldn't like to say it was welcomed, but no, they were. They never spoke. So,
oh, there you go.
That wasn't the reason behind the bolognese.
Behind her losing the knack for the old bolognese. It's because I've lost the love of my life.
Yeah.
No. So let's. Because this is all arse over tit now. Been,
that's the Irish way. That's my fault.
It. That's it. So now we're going to do the funeral now. So in Ireland, that would be pretty quick after the wake then.
I think I'll just do a 1-day wake because like...
Oh, right.
I want people to really go wild at the wake. It has to... And like... Then you can get people to drink the second day, but you can't. People aren't really on board for drinking 3 days in a row. You'll get them for 2 days.
Yes.
And I want this is going to be a party. It's going to be great crack. Everyone's going to want to come. If you don't get invited to my wake, you're raging.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So I'd say we'll do a 1-day wake, start early in the morning. People will finish up. People will start leaving around 2 a.m. or something like that.
Nice.
Funeral's the next day.
The next day.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
God, there'd be a lot of hanging heads, wouldn't there?
I know, but there's more booze to come. And you know, the second day drinking is always more fun than the first.
Okay.
So it adds to the party that we're going to have.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how are you going to get to the funeral?
I want to go to my own funeral. I know I'm going to be there, but this actually sounds like good fun to me.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds great. And you're spending a lot of money, you know.
Yeah.
You're not being tight about it.
No, definitely not.
I mean, I want to fucking go, but I'll be long gone before you're popping your beautiful
You don't want
clocks.
People to call you a tight bitch in death, because that'll stick.
No.
Mud sticks. If someone starts saying she was an absolute cheapster at that funeral, you don't want people saying that about you.
That's it. I remember when my dad was, we knew he was going to die. And so he was very much organising the funeral and stuff. And it was here in England that he passed away. So
yeah, he organised his funeral. He really did.
Well, he did, actually. Well, he absolutely told me what he wanted and stuff.
Yeah.
He said he wanted a young priest for some reason. He didn't want an old fuddy-duddy. And
he's right, though. That would have been a nicer service.
Oh, it was, actually. Yeah. And he was very sweet, the young priest. But also the food, because the wake was just a pub, and I knew the landlord, Tony. And I remember saying to Tony, Dad wants the buffet to be from Marks and Spencer's.
Yes.
And Tony was like, well, I could get it from Sainsbury's. It'll be cheaper. And I went, no. He wants it to be Marks and Spencer's. Because I think it was that thing he wanted people to say, oh, yes, and the sandwiches were Marks's, not.
That's a nice wake as well. Like my dad, he didn't really have any plans for his funeral. I know he didn't want to die. Obviously, no one wants to die.
Yeah.
I think he was quite frightened of it.
Oh, okay.
And But like, I don't think he thought he was going to die. But anyway, he had two things. He didn't want to be buried on top of his mother.
Okay.
In Ireland, they all bought plots and they were in
yes,
their 20s.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
He didn't. So he insisted that my auntie allow him to use her plot and she could go on top of him. But he wasn't going in with the parents and he knew what outfit he wanted to be buried in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So he got buried in that.
Okay. I don't blame him for not wanting to be on top of his mum.
That's fair enough.
You know.
Yeah.
Because that's a bit odd. I kind of thought of it.
I wouldn't mind though, because again, I don't like being alone.
See,
I'd like to be buried with somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love it, like a double coffin.
Or you could get a sort of tomb, a big tomb. You know.
Are they still doing tomb? I feel like we're running out of space. I don't know if tombs are even available anymore.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure a tomb, but listen, you can fucking buy anything nowadays. You know what I mean?
Imagine you died, right?
Yeah.
You buy this little cottage down the country.
Yeah.
You die.
Yeah.
Someone goes and places you in the cottage. You're just sitting there. You're not like stuck in a coffin or anything or underground. And then like, let's say your partner dies. Then they get brought down to the cottage and they're just sitting there with you. And then someone else that you know dies. You can have like a little group and you all go and live in this, well, don't live. You all go and be dead in this coffin together, in this house together.
Right.
It'd be quite nice, no? I wouldn't want to be like dropping the other people off after the first person.
Yes.
Kind of not, that wouldn't be great, but that's not our problem.
I think we're going to have a whole debate now about second homes. So I don't know. I don't know whether I'm going to allow that. A cottage, but a burial ground near a house, maybe. But that's a tomb.
A tomb is kind of housey, I suppose. And then he could get frozen, but I was looking into Walt Disney. I think that's a myth. I don't think he got frozen. You know the way everyone says he was frozen?
Yes.
I don't know if that's true. Is that true?
Well, I think what are they called again? Not a chiropractor.
cryogenically frozen.
I met a fella, because I've made another documentary for Channel 4. We don't know when it's coming out yet because they won't fucking tell us. But that was about age. And, of course, and we sort of discussed death a little bit.
Yeah.
And I met this fella who was a cryogenicist. Is that what they
really
would be?
So it's true.
Goddess Jemima's giving me the thumbs up because she was university educated and she's telling me that was fine.
But it is a thing then. So he's freezing people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is a thing. It is an actual thing.
But then if he got brought back, I was speaking to my husband about this last night. If he got brought back, I was like, but I wouldn't know anyone. He goes, I don't give a fuck. I can make new friends with anyone, anywhere I go. I was like, okay. So he wouldn't mind that. But he'd quite like to be shot into space. I don't think I'd like that.
No. So are you going to be buried or cremated, talking about all that?
I think I've always had buried in my mind for some reason, but cremated might just be an easier thing for people. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of, then the ashes can be scattered here, there and everywhere, you
yeah,
say.
Yeah, you can put a little bit of yourself everywhere. Yeah, I have friends who drank some of their mom's ashes.
On purpose?
Yeah. Put it in there. Obviously, they were probably four vodkas in and they're just like, oh, let's do a bit of this. It's kind of cute. And then it's like, eh. Is that cute?
Imagine the next day when you're having a poo and you're like, I can smell mother's perfume.
Mom? But yeah, they did it.
Oh.
I know.
All right, listener. A quick note, especially for you. If you've been listening to these and enjoying them, why not give us a little review or even hit the subscribe button? We've got some lovely bonus episodes too, where I sit down and talk shit with my goddesses and we do have a laugh. It's just, oh my God, it's one of my favourite stories. So let's get back to the episode, shall we? So we're at the funeral now. So the eulogy. Who have you got to do us the eulogy?
I thought the best person, he's very good at words.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever his friends get married, he always is asked to be the person to like get up and do the speeches and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So my husband, Spencer, now I haven't heard this.
Okay.
So I'm kind of worried as well.
Okay, well, let's hear it together.
We might have to snip, snip.
Vogue, my wonderful wife, was a marvellous woman. Caring, vibrant, always put others before her. The most phenomenal mother. And she will be sorely missed. It is a shame that she was never able to overcome her great fear of death in the time that she was alive. So I can only hope that actually being dead is going to allow her to life. Unless, of course, you want to be single and, you know, have a fresh go of life number two. But I personally would love to spend that with you and our kids, who, of course, won't be kids anymore. We love you and see you.
Sure, person, I'll do a bit of worldliness and then I'll go. I'll be ready and waiting for him when he comes up.
And then you'll be back with Mr. Spencer.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, I thought that was really rather sweet, actually. Yeah. And he was quite, I mean, it did just sound like a normal, well, I suppose it's weird for our eulogists because we do ask them to leave a message on WhatsApp. And that one very much sounded like a message on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
see you
was.
Soon. Bye. Yeah.
See you in a bit.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break. The wheel.
Ah, because usually it goes the wheel and the wake. Is that right?
Oh, I've changed the whole
so
thing around.
So you've changed it. Oh, we've adapted it. We've adapted it for
Ireland.
You'll
have to get more Irish guests.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Right, so the wheel.
The wheel.
What you got and who's getting it?
I know, I actually might. I might do a wheel after this.
Uh-huh.
So I know a guy who died recently. My husband thinks everybody where I live in Ireland, he's just like, oh, I thought another person from there has died. And I'm like, it's a normal amount of people. Anyway, he died and his wife had died like 10 years before him. And he knew he was dying. And so he started giving away his possessions as it was becoming nearer.
Yes.
And everyone that I've met that he gave something, he didn't give anything to me, but whatever. everyone who had given, he had given something to were like, isn't that lovely that he had decided to give me that and gave me the story behind it? And I don't want to be buried with any of my like nice bits.
Uh-huh.
So I think that I would start giving stuff, like expensive stuff away before I'm gone, if I get that chance to.
Right.
So like all my nice like things that people can remember me by will be just going out to loads of people. Like Spenny will be raging because I'll be getting rid of all the jewellery. But like, no, you're not. So I'd say I'll get rid of all that nice stuff before I go. And then I reckon everything just goes to Spen and he can kind of dole it out as he sees fit.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'll let my friends like go have a wander in my wardrobe. My sister can take what she wants. She's a hoarder though. She'll probably clear the place out.
Right.
Even if she doesn't want something, if she sees someone else taking it, she'll then want it.
Right now. So this has been fascinating and lovely and wonderful. And I just want to finish off now, lovely Vogue Williams, with I've got this very special machine called the death clock.
Okay.
Where we can predict when you're going to die. Do you want to know?
Oh, do I want to know? I do know that it's there. I wouldn't usually, but now that it's there, I do.
Okay. 17th of March, 2208.
22. Oh, that's quite nice. 17th of March because it's Paddy's Day. Paddy's Day.
I think so, darling.
No, I'm just not. No, hang on a second. I don't want to be upstaged by St. Patrick.
No. That will never happen because you'll be 128. You'll be 222. So you will be the new St. Patrick. You will be St. Vogue because you have lived for so long.
Yeah.
So St. Patrick himself, I think, will be long forgotten about.
I'd be happy to live till 228.
And the 17th of March then will forever be known as St. Vogue's Day.
St. Vogue, everyone just goes on the piss and has a party every single day.
Oh, she's going.
It's my funeral over and over.
Is she going?
Over again.
That's it, baby.
Thank you so much.
Oh, she's gone. You've been listening to Where There's a Will, There's a Wake with me, Kathy Burke. My producer goddess for this episode is Jemima Rathbone. Sound and video engineering by Josh Gibbs and Teddy Riley. Production coordinator is Archan Mohalay. Marketing by Abby Brock. Additional production and development from Chris Skinner and Dan Cocker. Original music written and performed by Jonathan Rathbone. The executive producer is Ollie Wilson.